Saturday, September 19th at 6 p.m. at the Hawthorne Hostel, 3130 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information about the movie and the event can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Thank you to the restaurants that have provided food for our volunteers today. Junior's Cafe, located at 1742 Southeast 12th Avenue, provided breakfast, serving breakfast every day starting at 8 with vegan and gluten-free options. Voodoo Donuts, located at 1501 Northeast Davis, where the magic is in the hole. Little River Cafe, located at 0315 Southwest Montgomery, provided lunch along the west bank of the Willamette River, serving breakfast, sandwiches, salads, and burgers. Eat Pizza, located at 2037 Southwest Morrison, provided dinner, a family-owned pizzeria serving pies as well as other casual fare.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Tom Dwyer Automotive Services, a full-service automotive shop located next to Portland's Selwood Bridge for over 30 years. They're a Blue Seal certified shop committed to client care and community support. Information on their eco certification, client carbon neutral program, courtesy shuttle, rentals, and more at tomdwyer.com or by calling 503-230-2300.
Again, and I hope I'll entertain you enough to cause you to impulsively pick up your telephone or go onto your computer and give KBOO money that will make it survive for yet another 3 to 4 months because, hey, we do the work that nobody else is doing on the air. We do the information services that are so not provided by the so-called television information service, the so-called news on the various channels, the 12, the 2, the 8, the 6. Have you listened to them lately? Man. So, you know, we're important. That's the deal. We give you the best in news, the best in music, and we do it 24/7, and we do it with volunteer labor, and we do it because you make it possible to keep on the air. And I'm going to be hitting on that a bunch now because we are in a fundraising frenzy. But I first have to tell you, you're listening to KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial here in Portland, Oregon. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. Abe Proctor and Joe Uris, that's me. Abe isn't here. He has to go and serve his masters at work. Work. Ugh. 231-8187 is the number to call to be on the air. But I got to tell you, we're going to be arguing for money a lot here because we, that is this station, survives on your support. And pretty much 80-some-odd percent of our money comes from you. And I know it's a drag to be hearing and doing the thing of raising money. But when you compare us with OPB, for example, which has music of your life, which is to say old folks music, you know, when you were a teenager in the 50s, that would make you pretty old today. There's no comparison. There's no rational reason why you wouldn't appreciate our fundraising in comparison. I got to say that in comparison. What we're trying to do, what we will be doing, is to bring you the most lively, the most important, the most significant in the way of radio information and the best in music. All you have to do any evening is check our music out and you'll be amazed. Any afternoon, the same is true. And during the mornings, we really bring you incredible programming, including Amy and, you know, and us. I guess we're good. I don't know. But we want your help. We need your help. We will even whine. Well, we won't give you wine. We will whine for your help. So 231-8187, the number to call. But more important, right now, in order for me to continue with the information I want to provide for you, and it's pretty amazing stuff, I want you to pick up your telephone or go on your computer and call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 and make a contribution. What we're hoping for from everybody who listens is a monthly regular deduction from a credit card or a bank account. It's cool in a lot of ways. First of all, it sustains us and helps us calculate our costs in a more reasonable way than just you're plunking down money. Not that we won't accept a check or cash or gold or diamonds, just right on the line, bring it in, slap it on the desk, call in, make a commitment to it. But it helps us a great deal. If you can give $5 a month, $10 a month, or if you're feeling really good, $20 or $100 a month, it really changes the shape of what we can figure out to do for you. Now, this is a really obvious thing. The reason why we come on the air and make this kind of appeal is because, you know, it works. People suddenly realize, oh, I didn't make a contribution this year. Oh, I have a little more money this year. Or, oh, I don't have as much money, but I'll make it $5 a month. And when you do that, you may not notice it, but this incredible aura of light, this powerful energy suffuses your being, makes your home, however humble it may be, glow with a warmth that is beyond anything that nature can possibly be creating. So this magical process really depends on your initiation of a generous, as generous as you can make it, contribution to KBOO. Now, I, having said that, want to talk a little bit about something grim. I want to talk about Warren Buffett. You know Warren Buffett. He's he's everybody's favorite capitalist because he lives in humble circumstances. He doesn't give his kids too much money. He doesn't seem obviously to intrude into the political life of the culture. He dresses like an ordinary person. He's kind of cool. He's in Omaha. What could be cooler than to be in Omaha? But he does own many, many things, among which is Pacific Power. And Pacific Power is a major polluter, a major coal-fired electric company. And they are lobbying to create more troubles for us, thus making us less successful at turning our attention toward renewable resources, particularly to solar power. They want to rewrite the contracts for solar power. And let me explain this to you. You can right now convert your whole system to solar power, but there are no batteries that allow you individually to effectively and a cost-efficient way store the power that is created from your solar system. And there's no way for you to draw power directly when there is no light of the sun and no storage in your battery. The solution, obviously, is to go into the system, to go essentially producing power and having that power run your meter in reverse, and you get credit for that, for when you need to draw from the system. That is a contract that is required by law in Oregon, but now they want to change it. Essentially, the power company, specifically Pacific Power, want to make that more difficult. They want to change the rules so that it'll be harder to do, and they want to change the rules so that it'll be less cost effective for you. This is capitalism at its grossest. And this is something that really is planned for and pushed by the good guy, Warren Buffett's company. Now, does he know about it? I doubt it. Does he care about it? It's hard to say. Because what he does is he buys it, he holds on to it. As long as it makes money for him and his family, he's happy. I want to thank, first of all, the Mercury. You know, we have Willamette Week, we have the Mercury, we have the Tribune. With the folding of the Oregonian as a real newspaper, these three have taken on a very important role in our society. I don't know if you noticed or not. I don't know if you pick up these papers, but you should. And I have to praise, in this case, the Mercury. Recently, I found several stories in there, apart from the silliness. Now, you know, I'm not young and hip, so I miss the significance of the silly stories. But I do have to say that their real hard news is great. In an issue of the paper, the Mercury, an article called Blocking Out the Sun is an excellent look at how the energy provider, Pacific Power, which is a coal-fired plant here in Oregon, is really trying to change the rules to knock out the effect of independent, small-production solar energy. So I bring that up because I want to really assert the importance of these independent presses, and I want to point out what the hell's going on. Now, I also want to emphasize, and this is really important, you do not hear this kind of news by any other source in the state. And I'm not exaggerating. This is not some distortion. This is reality. If you care, and I assume you do because you're listening, if you care about the truth, if you care about information, if you are concerned about the environment, if you are concerned about social justice issues, KBOO does its very best to help you know what's going on and to motivate you to consider struggling to make things better. And that's it. That's what it's about. So we need you to help. Now, I'd like to hear from you. If you know about this business, I'd like to hear from you. 231-8187. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, the most important thing today, you know, is the money, honey. We know that most of us, I can only speak for myself, but most of us don't have a lot of cash on hand. Most of us may be even struggling to make the nut. But a contribution, however big or small, to this station keeps you informed, gives you the best in music, makes your life better, really. Really makes your life better. Now, does it knock a few years off your life expectancy or increase it? Nope. Does it create a beauty beyond belief in you physically? No. Does it make your house more warm? Does it create a better roof? No. But what it does is it empowers you to take action in the world and keeps you informed about what's going on, right?
Right.
I knew you'd say that.
You know it, Joe, each and every time. And that is why you're listening, and that is why you are now grabbing your phone and dialing 877-500-5266.
What was that number again?
It's 877. It's 500-5266. It's an easy number to call, and I ask that you call that number right now because, well, Joe was just talking about exactly why you need to call. We are that place that you get the information you can't get other places. We go deep into the stories. We bring you information because that's why we're here. We are non-commercial. We are not beholden to corporate masters. You know, Warren Buffett does not fund us. And therefore, we are allowed to say, because of your grassroots support, we can give you the truth as we see it. It's all manner of community members working together to bring you community radio. 877-500-5266. So you can get the opinion, you can get the information, you can get the analysis that you know you want. That's why you're listening to Joe and Joe and Abe's show every Tuesday morning. You know that it is that hour of defiance and analysis that gets you, into your workday, into, well, knowing that you are an informed human being that is ready to take action, making this world a better place. And right now, the action we're asking you to take is calling 877-500-5266. Online, you can get us at kboo.fm. Joe, you know why this is a super important time for people to dial?
Why is this a super important time for people to dial?
Because we have a $500 matching period.
Whoa,
right
wait a
now.
Minute, $500 matching grant?
Right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Yes.
Oh, so that means that every dollar coming in is $2.
That means exactly that.
Wow, I think this is the moment when a lot of people should be dialing.
877-500-5266. A very wonderful and generous anonymous KBOO member has put up $500 to encourage, to challenge, to entice you to also put up your money so that we can keep going with KBOO Community Radio, bringing you this analysis, bringing you information and opinion, bringing you news you can use to make a change in your life, in your community, in this world. Because you give a damn, you are picking up your phone and calling 877-500-5266. $10 a month or $15 a month, sustain KBOO in a monthly way. You know, it's an easier way to give than having a big chunk of money all at once. Little bite-sized pieces. It makes it easy for you, and it makes it really good for us as we can sustain ourselves all year round. And all those contributions add up. And right now we're asking them to add up to match this $500 matching grant. 877-500-5266.
Yeah, it's important that you do that or else I'm going to sing.
Oh, Lord, Joe. It's early to threaten.
It could happen. It could happen. I really think that, you know, all of you out there, and I know that the audience for our show, we've been very lucky. People support us quite a bit. And it sounds a little egotistical, but it's probably true. And the thing is that we do this. I discovered recently that I'm not paid. I didn't realize that, but turns out I'm not getting paid for this. Okay, I'm not getting paid for this. Then what's the reward? The reward is knowing that we're doing programming that helps you in your life, that tells you what's going on, that counters the nonsense that dominates the media in our world. And that reward is significant because it means that there's a possibility, even a probability, that the world can be a far better place, a far more just place, a far richer place, a far finer place with a good environmental policy, with a good policy toward many communities, with a better, entirely better understanding of the nature of the universe. I'm not kidding. Won't you? Won't you right now so I can get on with my conversation about Warren Buffett? The sage, what does he call it? The sage of Omaha, whatever. You know, we can talk about that and we should talk about that. But in order to talk about that, we have to have the money that maintains our radio station. We have a very small staff. Most people here, myself included, are volunteers. I'm actually on the board. I don't know why. I remember, because it was needed. Anyway, I know that you know that this is an important station, and I know that because you're listening to it, so don't turn it off. And I know that you know that every time we ask you for money, it is not because we are such fat cats and we want your money because we want your money. I know that you realize that this is a shoestring operation, as it should be, really, that we are at the edge, always at the edge of a great struggle to make a better world. And KBOO does that. KBOO does that, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day? It's pretty amazing, actually. It's pretty amazing, and it's pretty wonderful, and you're a part of it. And the way you can feel more a part of it is, as always, give us some money. We've got a plan that is so clever, so insidious, that you can't resist it. Here's the plan. You call us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Before you know it, a cajoling voice will take down your name, your address, and a commitment on your part to make a contribution anywhere from $5 to $500 a month. We will not accept any money per month more than $500. That's my rule for this show. So, if you can do that, if you can make a contribution, it could be $5 a month, it could be $10, it could be $20, up to $500. I call a limit on $500 a month because I, on account of how I think it's a safe bet that most of you aren't that rich, if you make a contribution every month out of your bank account or out of your credit card or whatever, you'll hardly notice it. And the process will make us able to make an estimate of exactly how much money we always have. It's really a good plan. It's really a gentle plan, and it doesn't hurt. It really doesn't. $5 a month, $10 a month. What are we talking? Two lattes? I don't know. You know, robbing Starbucks of those drinks probably won't hurt them. It'll certainly help us. So if you want to, and you should want to, keep the station operating, you need to make a call now. It is not something I like to do, that is to beg for money. It is not something that we want to do, that is to beg for money. It is something we have to do because, you know what? Macy's, Standard Oil, Warren Buffett's Pacific Power, none of those people give us chunks of change. And I'm not even sure we would welcome such large chunks of change because it might change our programming, might change our service, might make us less of a progressive radio station. So the struggle is the existential equivalent of a fight to the finish for a better society. And if you want to join that, you don't have to do a whole lot. All you have to do is give us a chunk of change. And we really, really don't waste it. If you come down here, now I know you'll see those golden toilets and you'll think, well, golden toilets. No. Actually, reality-wise, everything's pretty funky, but it works. And it works because you help us make it work. So before I start talking again about what's going on with Pacific Power, please pick up your telephone. This is the moment to do that. And dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. It'll be a great moment for you. It'll be a great moment for us. And by the way, you can do it online at kboo.fm. We really have to do this. We are not happy to beg for money. But we feel much better about doing this than, say, certain other outfits. We don't give you the music of the 40s or the 50s or, old-time radio time. Blah. No. We are engaged every day, including during Pledge Drive, in giving you the truth, in giving you both the horrors and the glories of our age. We haven't even begun, by the way, today, to talk about the disgusting behavior that has, beginning with Dick Cheney, my favorite guy, Dick Cheney, who led us into a war in the Middle East that has, in the end, created enormous suffering and horror, including ISIS, enormous suffering and horror in Iraq, in Syria, and throughout the what we call the Middle East, which has led, in turn, to millions of people, literally, trying to find a better life for themselves because there ain't no place they can stay anymore because of the barrel bombs. And because of the horror of ISIS and because of the awfulness of the situation in the Mideast. People rushing into Europe and European countries, some helping, some blocking. Hungary, for example, is being horribly fascist in its behavior. All of that happens because of the policies of the United States government. And what stands between that horror and us we, the American people, is the information sources that we create. And this is our effort. This is our community radio, which dares to say, hey, you guys, cut it out. We tell you the truth, and we do it all the time. We also, as I say, give you a lot of good music to inspire you. So all of this really depends on you and pitching you. Asking you for support is not really fun. I'm not very humorous today, but, maybe it's time to stay serious, to buckle down, to pick up your telephone, to go onto your computer, and to make a significant contribution. Any amount of money is welcome. The bigger, the better. This station exists because you want it to exist. And this is the hour, the moment when you can prove that that's so. 877-500-5266. You know what? I think we have a regular caller on our 231-8187 line. Who do we got?
We got Bart.
Bart, you're on the air. Are you there?
I am now on the air. You have pushed the right button.
Hey!
Hey, this is Barth. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I love pledge drive, except that it's irritating.
Yeah, it is. I know. I know.
And you do play music of the 40s on this station.
But well, that's true. We play a lot of jazz, for example.
and there's swinging country, and there's a bunch of other things. Right. Anyway, I haven't heard you speak about Warren Buffett. I chimed in a little bit late, but I'm interested to see how that unfolds.
Okay.
You talk in jest sometimes about how listening to KBOO and being a member makes you better looking and more intelligent, and et cetera. And I'm not sure we can change your genetic makeup, but the station does improve your vocabulary.
Ah.
It improves your mental acuity. It helps you understand how thinking processes work, both good and bad, because we have a lot of both in the national and international scene, and some of this thinking is very faulty. We have as a nation, some of us have a tremendous lack of historical overlay.
Yeah.
And of just clearly or even murkily grabbing the underlying issues that are part of the everyday dialogue, what's behind the headlines. This station helps you think about how to follow the money, where the money actually comes from. You know, multi-billionaires are multi-billionaires because they have a lot of money. Some of them have it from inheritance and family ties, and some of it have it from clever business sense, quote unquote, but some of them have it from chicanery and bad and immoral behavior. I'm thinking Nestle's here.
Ah, Nestle's, it wants to steal the water everywhere.
Well, they've done corporately, they really have a very base moral outlook that is skewed toward the bank and away from the people. Just as a brief illustration, they dressed native people in Africa up as nurses, some cute young women, and sent them around to hospitals in the 70s, I believe, and gave newly delivered mothers free formula packets that they could mix with water and not have to be old-fashioned and breastfeed. And what they did is give them a sufficient supply to wait until their milk would dry up, and then it was exorbitantly priced, and there was little clean potable water, so chronically poor people would either dilute it way too much or mix it with impure water, and there was huge fallout from this. Malnutrition, death, disease among children who should have had a better start in life. But this was a corporate policy of Nestle's. And Nestle's are the same people that want to take the water out of the gorge and God knows what else. So the reason that you can know these things at You the People is because you have a station that allows this dialogue to go on, that brings in experts and agitators and, frankly, some crackpots from various fields of discussion or protest, and allows them to interact with you. A lot of times those are two-way conversations where you can call in and ask questions, and the people always seem to note how intelligent most of the questions are, how well-read and well-understood people are, that when outsiders come to town and speak and make their needs and aims known, that they get a good interchange. Your radio station gives you that option, and You the People and Me the People need to step up and be the part of the interchange that keeps the radio station going.
Now, I realize we're paying you $35 for your testimony, but
well, it'll probably be 40 this year.
That's so good. So seriously, yeah. Hey, listen, I really appreciate your comments. Probably more incisive and wiser than any whining I'm doing about contributing to the station. So thank you very much.
You bet, and good day, and everybody gets to step up and let Joe go home early.
Yeah, bye-bye. Really. sending me home after we all raise money would be a great thing for me and probably good for the station. I want to thank you for the call, man. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Like your show.
Thank you. All right. I want to remind you that we are here today because we are fundamentally dependent on you. Whoever you are, if you listen to this station on a regular basis, you know how we survive. Large corporations, for reasons not understandable to me, somehow don't feel a need to give us huge grants. I mean, you know, let's face it. I want to talk a little bit about Warren Buffett. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on him. But, you know, part of the mythos of capitalism is, oh, Warren Buffett's the good capitalist. You know, he lives humbly in Omaha, which is one of the humblest places in the world, I think. And he buys and sells corporations, and he's got billions of dollars, and he's very cool, and he lives an ordinary life, and he just goes around buying stuff and then turning it into money. Well, okay. Except that he ignores the impact of the companies he buys. Pacific Power, which is one of his companies in essence, here in Oregon, provides about half the electricity to Portland, east side particularly. And what they're engaging in is enormous campaigns with the legislature or at the legislature and the city council to create a system that gives them more control over the development of solar power in our region. Now, this is really important because if they can shut out any kind of reasonably competitive solar development, they can maintain their argument in favor of their coal-fired plant in the gorge, which is a poisoner, serious poisoner. And there is no excuse for that except that it allows investors to make money, particularly guys like Warren Buffett. I think we need to demythologize the good capitalist. Because you know what? Capitalism is an inherently aggressive system that in the end, while it does good things in the process of developing the world, in the end eats up the environment, swallows up the lives of so many working people, and makes everything, everywhere, part of a money-based economy. So I really think it's important for us to deconstruct all these magical ideas, Warren Buffett being the magical image of a good capitalist, and look at the facts, look at the reality of what's going on in the world. You know, in recent history, the collapse of the Soviet Union and the failure of China to evolve a democratic system is used as a reason why there can't be any kind of socialism. On the other hand, if you go to Europe and you look at the social democracies there, it's pretty impressive. Healthcare, housing, jobs, all kinds of stuff are provided within the context of a competitive marketplace, controlled and limited by a governmental system that represents the interests of the people. And if you've been paying attention, you'll notice that the Labour Party in England has suddenly revitalized itself and moved to the left. I get very depressed because things get so awful. I am so disgusted and so horrified.
Joe?
Well, pretty awful.
Okay.
But then I think about the institutions of resistance, the institutions of progressive effort. And that brings us, guess what, to KBOO.
I knew we were going to get to KBOO soon.
Soon, yes.
And now we're here. So the number to call is 877-500-5266. Since you've arrived with your ears, please do support us with your pocketbook. Some people have done that this morning, Joe. It's very exciting. We have that $500 matching period until 9 o'clock. You can get your money doubled calling now. Just like Jean in North Portland.
Thank you, Jean.
Evelyn in Northeast Portland.
Yay, Evelyn.
Paul and Rima in Richfield, Washington.
Richfield, Washington, a lovely town.
And Molly in Sandy. And I got the pleasure of talking to Molly when she called. And she's giving an amount that is equivalent, Joe, to the number of years ago she first met you.
You know, Molly is an old, old friend.
Yes.
And I remember Molly when there was a contest for what to do for May Day at Reed College. And she actually produced a lovely May basket.
Oh?
Yes. And we were both, I believe, freshmen together. So many years ago that it's scary.
And it's a wonderful thing. And I love the fact that she honored this this anniversary with an extra contribution to KABU.
Yeah.
What a lovely, lovely thing. 877-500-5266. We are at about $400 right now. And with your support, we will make that match and we will get to that eventual goal of
$1,200.
$1,200! Oh, yeah. Did I mention that already?
$1,200. No, $1,200. I gotta pitch harder, 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 more, more, more.
More, 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 Joe. and I got to say, we have some exciting thank you gifts, a little enticement, a little pot sweetener, because we love sweet pot. Margaret Cho is coming to Revolution Hall October 25th. Margaret Cho, $120 contribution to KABU will get you a pair of tickets. The tickets alone would cost you $90.
Really?
And you know you want to see Margaret Cho because, oh my God, how amazing is she? $120 gets you a pair of tickets to Margaret Cho at Revolution Hall on October 25th. And it gets you a membership to KABU Community Radio all at the same time when you dial 877-500-5266. So that $120, your membership, your tickets to Margaret Cho, and it's magically doubled. So good. How good can you get? 877-500-5266. Put it off no longer, my friends. This is your moment. Joe was talking about the social democracies of Europe and, you know, how they have healthcare and such, you know, for their people. Well, that's an interesting concept, isn't it? Healthcare for All Oregon is a group active in Oregon to try to get universal healthcare. And they have a play that is showing one night only. It's a one-man play. It's called Mercy Killers. I interviewed the actor and playwright for that a couple of weeks ago on Positively Revolting. And Mercy Killers is showing at the Alberta Rose Theater this Thursday night. And we have a pair of tickets for you with your $60 contribution. Again, 877-500-5266. Just let the happy person answering the phone know which of those tickets you would like with your contribution to KABU this morning. 877-500-5266. Really want to make that goal for Joe and Abe's show. Abe, unfortunately not able to be here this morning, so we'll just call it Joe's show for now. And we want to hear from you because we know overall you want to support KABU. The show, the programs just come at you all day long. News and information, music that inspires and keeps us together, poetry and theater, reviews of the lively arts and literary arts. We have it all for you on KABU, your community radio station. Make it your very own when you dial 877-500-5266.
That's 877-500-5266.
It's easy. We still have a phone line open. You can fill it up right now.
Yeah, it's easy and it's fun and it really is important. We don't, you know, let's be real. I try to be funny in, during raising these money needs. I'm trying to meet them. But the reality is, and this is really important, no major corporate sponsorship exists for this station. They don't want to touch us. And they're right, you know, because we are their critics. We are fundamentally eager to point out the contradictions and the unfairnesses and the dark qualities of our government, of our system, of our way of life, and to point to possibilities for a far better future. And that's what KABU does. And it does it. It's been doing it since 1968, which is...
That's a long time.
Which is a long time.
I was two.
You were two?
Yes.
Oh, and you know, I wasn't. Hey, you know, but you know, I think that what we do is very important. And I think that people listen to the station, particularly this program, but in general, because they also think what we do is very important. So what we need to do is enable people to make contributions based on what they can afford. And you know, I don't know how many of you are unemployed. I don't know how many of you are underemployed. But I do know that almost anybody with a bank account or a credit card can plunk down a little bit of money a month. And doing that ensures the continuation of the station. Two things about the station are really important. The first is that it brings you the truth, the news you need, the reality of the situation that we all are in. I mean, the horror the very horror of seeing Dick Cheney get on the television set and say, "Ah, we did right." While millions of people are literally dying in the Middle East because of policies of the United States government, that horror needs to be brought to the fore, and we need to say what's going on. Now, the big networks, you know, the television stations and so on, they show you the people suffering and trying to get into Europe, but they really don't want to grapple with how the hell all of this happened. And that is what we do. Now, on the other hand, on the other side, we inspire you with great talks and great music. And we do that 7 days a week. We do that 24 hours a day. We also present Spanish language programming and Farsi and other programming. We are what a community radio station really should be, and we do it all the time. And we, because we do what we do, don't seem to get a lot of support from the huge corporations. I don't think Nike's given us much, but I could be wrong.
No, Joe, you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. I don't
Once
know
again,
why.
Joe Uris, you are right.
Oh dear, I am right. That's bad. I don't know. Phil Knight, I suppose we could make a commitment to running shoe advertising. And the result would be money, but you know what? We're not going to, and I don't think they'd even want us to, because we don't present what they want as the version, their version, their social construction of reality. Our social construction of reality is far more reality-based than theirs. So there. I don't know why.
More reality packed into your reality per square inch than ever before.
Exactly. More reality than you can eat.
With a spoon.
Yes.
Call us now, 877-500-5266. Help Joe and I pull out of metaphors. We have no idea where the bottom is.
You know, really, when we metaphorically make these images, we have stepped into a world of hell. Actually,
throw us a lifeline, won't you?
It's a KBOO hell.
877-500-5266. Still looking for a little more money to match that $500 matching grant.
Wait. We haven't gotten it. We're being too silly. What?
I don't know. I don't know what the issue is, Joe, but I do know the solution. The solution is for people to take action right now and dial 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Joe was talking about, you know, how he doesn't really know what your current economic situation is. It's true, we don't. But what we do know is that if you are regularly employed, if you have a steady job and you can give an hour's wage every month.
That's clever.
That really helps to sort of steady things out for us, and it helps make things equitable amongst our members, and I love that. And I know that people do this because, in fact, on Monday morning when I was here, we got $1.25 an hour raise because somebody else got $1.25 an hour raise, and I thought that was a fun thing. I guess we got $1.25 a month raise.
Yeah.
And that was wonderful. I mean, it was great to talk to this person who's a worker who has taken it upon himself to support community in this way, and to hear that he's doing a little better right now, so KBOO can do a little better right now. Please do call with that hour's wage every month, whatever that is. Go ahead and know that you're working 1 hour every month to strengthen your entire community through access to good information, good air, good airwaves, right?
Yeah.
Airwaves.
Keep the airways open, because otherwise your brain starves.
It's true. And we hate starving brains. We really do. It makes us so vulnerable to the zombie apocalypse. 877-500-5266. That's the number.
Wait, the zombie apocalypse?
It could happen.
It could happen, sure.
And I also have to say 20 Southeast 8th is where we're located. We have somebody right now who's stopping by in person to become a member. We'd love to show you around the studio, give you a tour, show you how we put your money to work to create great community radio for you, so you can get us wherever you are through the FM dial at 90.7, or in the Gorge 91.9, or in the Corvallis, Philomath area 104.3, I do believe. And you can do that, or online, anywhere you've got an internet connection, KBOO.FM, your keys to community and to be connected to Cascadia, and really to around the world and communities of thought. It is important that we do hear from you. You can contribute online at kboo.fm. You can contribute on the phone at 877-500-5266, or you can come on down and let us show you around the mighty 90.7
yeah,
KBOO,
you know,
20 Southeast
people,
States.
I don't think people realize how beautiful the marble halls are. How the golden thrones are.
Nearly blinding, really.
Yeah, it's really, it's amazing.
Nearly
amazing
blinding.
Environment.
Yeah. Yeah, so very sparkly. You can come down and actually find out that Joe and I lie just every now and again. I would say we're past the popsicle sticks and duct tape stage where we were at when I started volunteering
well, just
here
barely,
20 years ago.
Just
we
barely.
We have moved past popsicle sticks and duct tape, but we, you know, I gotta say, yeah, we're not far past it. And so, but every contribution you make gets put into the service of creating great programs and actually enhancing your experience. We are getting our website rebuilt. We are getting a mobile app. We are moving on ahead, and we're doing it with your support. And that's why it's crucial that your support keep coming to us at 877-500-5266.
And I want to add this. If you care about the world, if you care about the health of the planet, if you care about social justice, there is not a regular source of information about all the issues that are so important that's on the air in the region. One of the key reasons why papers like the Mercury and the Tribune and Willamette Week and not the Oregonian, one of the reasons why these sources of print media are powerful and able to reach you is because there is, overarching and beyond all that, a culture of knowledge. And that culture of knowledge, that culture of interest in real issues, and a sense of the great adventure that is good, comes to you because for all these years, this radio station has been willing to tell you the truth. And you know you need it, and you know it's a struggle, and you know that you have the power to make it better. So why not, right now, while I'm here and while Ani is here, why not make a significant contribution? You know, in the old days at church, they used to say, give until you can't. I would say, give until you can't, and then give a little more. Because one time or another, you're gonna want to give a monthly contribution. You won't notice. I promise you, even if you're really poor, you won't notice the $5 or perhaps $10 or even $20 a month that comes out of your bank account. You know, it's something that is virtually painless. And doing that helps us figure out how much money we have and how we can spend it and how the station can better serve you. 231. No, I'm not going to. I want to hear calls, but I'm going to first say 877-500-5266. Let the telephones ring. Well, now I take a deep breath and I go back to what I was going to talk about today. This is important. We romanticize capitalism in our culture. Warren Buffett is the good guy. You know, he's fairly liberal. He owns all this stuff. He's got billions of dollars. But one of the things he doesn't do is direct his corporate interests to do socially responsible stuff. He is interested in always seeing that his investments, billions of dollars worth, make money. And he's good at that. And he's not an evil man. But he doesn't care. I don't believe he personally, maybe he doesn't even know, but certainly he doesn't care. The Pacific Power fires up a coal-fired plant in the gorge, which poisons the atmosphere, and the Pacific Power pressures the state legislature and the city council to make deals that will permanently harm the ability of the region to turn towards solar power. But that really is what's happening. And it really is important that you know that that's what's happening, that you go to the city council, that you go to your legislators and say, hey, wait a minute. This is not a good thing. We don't want this. We want solar power. We want renewable resources because without them, the planet dies. I mean, dies. So when you know these things, which we tell you about and which happily other independent media tell you about, print media particularly, when that is known and when you act, we have all of us made a step toward making a better world. And one of the key elements, always and inevitably, is getting this station to survive. It's, you know, it's what it is, and it's good. And it has programming that serves the interests of minority communities, who in turn serve the interests of all of us. It has the finest music. It has the finest news. Amy Goodman, here every 5 days a week, twice a day. This is the stuff of which a good culture is made. And we, that is KBOO, are part of the creation of that good culture. It's not a, you know, it's not a intellectually brilliant concept. It's a basic one. But who would have thought that in 1968, a station just barely able to do classical music and then maybe something else and maybe a little news and so, would turn into this actually small but powerful voice for the interests of the underserved. And you, because you're listening, are aware of that. So what has to happen here right now is that you, absolutely, out there, have to decide, hey, you know what? I think I will, at this moment, make a contribution, the best kind of contribution from our point of view. Any money's welcome. Let me be clear here. But the best contribution is a commitment for a monthly draw from your, maybe your checking account, maybe your savings account, maybe your credit card, $5, $10, $20 a month. Honestly, I know a lot of you are out of work or you're poor or you have a limited income or whatever, but honestly, you probably will not notice that you've lost that money because what you will have gained is so important. And the struggles that we engage in, hey, they're nothing to be sneezed at. Every time ABC, NBC, CBS put on some Dick Cheney nonsense, we cringe, we're shocked, but we know that we are able to counter that with facts. The lies, the deceits, the distortions that are characteristic of the major media sources are not part of us. Look at the struggle for the presidency in the United States. I mean, it's pretty interesting. On the Republican side, who is the big, you know, the big draw is Donald Trump. And what is he saying? He's saying, bullies are good, bullies are good. It's so huge, it's just huge. And you know what? A lot of people buy into that stuff, but you don't. And the proof that you don't is that you listen to this station. So this is real. All of what's going on in the entertainment slash political situation in the United States is extremely dangerous. And being able to know what's actually going on, understanding the processes, understanding the causations, understanding the consequences of what is happening in the world is a very important role. And we, KBOO, not uniquely, but among other smaller sources, help you to understand that. We don't do it because we're well paid. God knows. We do it because we think it's important, and we believe that you think it's important. And so we come to you three, maybe even four times a year, and we say, hey, give us some money. And you probably say, oh, another pledge drive, blah, blah. Well, how else would you like to have it be? Would you like us simply to say to Nabisco, N-A-B-I-S-C-O, you know, she's saying to Nabisco, oh, okay, we want your cookies to be our advertising, you know. Okay, we want candy bars to be our product. We want soda pop to be our... No, you don't want that. You don't want that, you don't need that, and you shouldn't have that. And in order for us to be able to be independent, to exist, I mean, you got to imagine this station. If it didn't exist, what would be in its place? Well, it's a nonprofit part of the dial, so probably it'd be Christian fundamentalist nonsense. And then what would you do? Kneel in prayer? Come on. You know that you like this station, and you know that its programming is important. And what we know about what you know is that you ought to know that this exists because you make it happen. So, I'll go back to Warren Buffett. I'll go back to what's going on in the real world of manipulation of city, county, and state governments. But I will expect, and I think you should understand that we do expect you to do your part to make this wonderful radio station, with all its foibles and foolishness, this wonderful radio station survive and thrive, reaching ever more people, telling ever more everybody what the truth is. We don't do that casually. We do it with great seriousness and a little bit of humor. You are the key to that. And you need to make a contribution. Now, probably a lot of you are already saying, I did that. Well, you could do it again. Moreover, there's a lot of listeners. We know it's what, something like 1 in 10, maybe even less than that, actually contribute to the station. This is a moment where you can be a participant in the most important endeavor of the political and economic and cultural world. And that is what KBOO is. KBOO is the voice for economic, cultural, and political, and all kinds of stuff in a context of social justice and environmental concern. Hey, you know, and also there's another thing, of course. There's lots of swag, concerts, hoodies. Ooh, a hoodie, that suit him. Hoodies, you know, all of this stuff. We give you a throw-in because generous people are giving us tickets and so on. So, oh, I wanted to mention a thing. I wanted to mention Gaining Ground, a new film on food justice and feeding communities sustainably, a beautiful film by Elaine Velasquez and Barbara Bernstein, which is a screening is going to happen of that on Wednesday, September 30th, and Thursday, October 1st. The Media Project is going to present that at Cinema 21. Cool place, Cinema 21, at 616 Northwest 21st Avenue at 7 p.m. You want to go to that? We want you to go to that. And we want to point out to you that just telling you about it is something that doesn't happen, you know, go somewhere else and you won't hear a word about it. So keeping you informed, having you know what's going on, is a very important function that is fulfilled by KBOO. All right, 231-8187. If you want to talk on the air, I'm glad to hear you. And if you want to make a contribution, here's your chance. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Or, hey, if you want to do the privacy of online, KBOO.fm. It's easy, it's painless, and it makes the world a better place. I'm going to take a deep breath now, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Warren Buffett. There's a great mythology that permeates our culture. That is that perhaps, though capitalism might be bad for many people, and perhaps there is evil capitalism, there's also good capitalists. And Warren Buffett is one of the good ones. We know he's good because he lives an ordinary life. He is not he doesn't have a palatial mansion somewhere. He doesn't fly a bunch of expensive airplanes. He doesn't have a yacht, as far as I know. But what he does do is buy likely looking firms and let them run themselves as long as they make a profit. Well, one of those is Pacific Power, which runs the most polluting coal plant in the region. And it's not healthy. It's not good. It's not good for the kids. It's not good for the old folks. It's not good for anybody. It has another aspect. It works to prevent the change that has to take place to renewable energy sources in the region. And it does it through legal chicanery. It has people who go to the legislature, who go to the city council, who go to the county commissions all over the state, and persuade them to create rules that will limit the possibility of having a really good alternative fuel system, a system that is absolutely scientifically, culturally, and environmentally sound.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
You know what's culturally and environmentally sound?
What is culturally and environmentally sound?
You're sustaining membership to KBOO Community Radio.
You know, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have some people to thank who have done that, done that this morning. I want to thank Tom renewing his monthly contributions in Northeast Portland, Murray in Southeast Portland. John in person came on down to 20 Southeast 8th to renew his membership this morning. Donald increased his monthly contribution amount. Donald increased his membership. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. If you have been giving in a monthly way, why not bump it up a dollar or two? It's so important that we are able to continue to grow stronger with your support. I also want to thank Bartley in West Lynn and Brian. excuse me, who just called from Southeast Portland. We are so very close to making our goal.
How close?
We're within about $300.
Oh, God, come on. We got a minute, 2 minutes left. Won't you make this happen for us?
We've got two phone lines open.
Yes.
2 minutes left and $300 to make.
Can we do that?
I believe we can.
Let's do that.
877-500-5266. That $500 matching grant from the anonymous KBOO member. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, again, $300 left for the total goal of this show right now. You can do it. 877-500-5266.
Yes, please make it happen. And don't forget, we do what needs to be done. We do the music. We do the cultural events. We do the political information. We, KBOO, and you are a force to contend with. 877-500-5266.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to present Who is Gil Scott-Heron as part of the We Real Cool Jazz Series at the Clinton Street Theater Thursday, September 17th at 7 p.m. Who is Gil Scott-Heron is a portrait seen through the eyes of those who love Gil, his friends, his family, and the musicians he played with. All attending the theatrical screenings receive a download of Scott-Heron's last record, Nothing New. Again, that's Who is Gil Scott-Heron, Thursday, September 17th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Rockets and moonshots.